Leftist rebels in Lima, Peru, released another hostage today. The Guatemalan ambassador was freed at around 2:30 this afternoon. More than 100 people are still being held at the residence of the Japanese ambassador in Lima. The hostages include Peruvian officials and Japanese business people. Peru's government is refusing to yield to the rebels' demand that it release hundreds of their jailed comrades. The U.S. is urging Peru not to give in to the guerrillas. As the United States broadens its war against terrorism, American embassies have begun to monitor how well other governments, even friendly governments, cooperate with U.S. anti-terrorism efforts. Much of the data the embassies are compiling will be published in the State Department's annual report on global terrorism. Countries that do not cooperate could be penalized. This heightened security is mandated by legislation enacted this fall, and it's caused some controversy. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
In the past, anti-terrorism legislation targeted countries that actually sponsor terrorism. This law, like several others enacted recently, goes further. It focuses on states that do not sponsor terrorism, but simply fail to cooperate as much as Washington would like in anti-terrorist efforts. Raphael Pearl of the Congressional Research Service.
An example of lack of cooperation might be where we know that there's a particular terrorist in a particular country, and we ask them to arrest that terrorist and extradite that terrorist to the United States. And for internal political reasons, perhaps, the country might decide not to arrest that terrorist or to ignore the presence of that terrorist in their country.
Or, to take a real example, Saudi Arabia never allowed American authorities to question those accused of killing 5 U.S. citizens in Riyadh last year. This year, after a bomb killed 19 American servicemen in Dahran, U.S. officials again complained about a lack of Saudi cooperation in the investigation. Cooperation has since improved. Under the new law, U.S. embassies must say how much cooperation there's been from any country where Washington has sought help in the last 5 years. That could include France, Jordan, Bahrain, Japan, and other friendly states. Some of them may want to keep their cooperation with Washington secret. In those cases, the law allows for classified country reports. If a country does not cooperate sufficiently, the president may ban U.S. weapons sales there. Few experts expect this punishment to be imposed, but Raphael Pearl says the threat alone can be effective.
There's similar legislation in the counter-narcotics area, where every year the president has to certify to Congress that major drug-producing or drug-trafficking countries are fully cooperating with the United States. And if they're not fully cooperating, the president is required to cut off aid. Countries like Colombia, Peru, and Mexico become very active in the counter-narcotics area prior to certification time.
But the law that monitors anti-terrorism cooperation is vague about how much cooperation is enough. The law is vague about what to do if another country disagrees with the United States on what constitutes terrorism, or disagrees on the best tactics to combat it. And, according to an administration official, there's concern that some members of Congress may use data in the new reports to bash certain countries. Raphael Pearl thinks many of these concerns can be resolved. He says the real purpose of the law is to keep Congress informed.
But also to push the administration. There's a feeling generally in Congress that the State Department is sometimes a little bit too diplomatic and too nice. And not tough enough on foreign policy issues.
And the new law puts the administration on notice that Congress will draw attention to countries that don't cooperate if the State Department fails to push them hard enough. This is Ted Clark in Washington.